AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Congressman Tom Emmer of Minnesota was House Republicans' latest choice for Speaker, but Sagar Magani reports he's already abandoned his bid, GOP hardliners denying him the needed votes.
Donald Trump has had a rocky relationship with Emmer after saying yesterday he'd avoid the Speaker mess.
I'm sort of trying to stay out of that as much as possible.
Trump today blasted Emmer on social media, calling him a Republican in name only, and that voting for him would be a tragic mistake. Emmer lost more than two dozen Republicans in closed-door balloting. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In an Atlanta courtroom,
I look back on this whole experience with deep remorse.
Attorney Jenna Ellis, the latest defendant in Georgia's election subversion case, to plead guilty.
If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges.
Meanwhile, Trump himself was in a New York courtroom where his former fixer, Michael Cohen, testified against him. Julie Walker was there.
On the witness stand, Michael Cohen testified that he worked to boost the supposed value of the former president's assets to whatever number Trump told us to. On his way out the courtroom, Trump's former lawyer, who was disbarred and served prison time, was asked about coming face to face with the former president.
Like a reunion.
It was like a reunion, but maybe not for Trump.
We know his record is horrible.
Trump has yet to take the stand in the New York State Attorney General's civil fraud lawsuit, accusing Trump of inflating assets to secure loans. Julie Walker, New York.
Gaza's health ministry says hundreds of people have been killed in the past day by Israeli airstrikes. Israel says it launched 400, targeting militants preparing to launch rockets, command centers, and Hamas tunnels. The White House says it's developing contingency plans to evacuate Americans from the Mideast in case the war widens into a regional conflict. This is AP News. In baseball's playoffs, the Phillies and Diamondbacks are settling the National League Championship Series with a Game 7 in Philadelphia tonight. Adam Spillane was in Houston for us last night where the American League Championship Series was decided.
The Rangers are headed to the World Series for the first time in 11 years after Adolis Garcia homered twice in an 11-4 Game 7 win over the Astros. Garcia finished with four hits, drove in five runs, and was named ALCS MVP. Rangers second baseman Marcus Semien.
He's an animal, you know, he's got power to all fields. He's a great defender, great arm, great base runner, five-tool player, works extremely hard. He's our leader. You know, people don't talk about him as a leader. He's a leader.
Corey Seager collected three hits, including a home run that started a three-run first inning for the Rangers. Adam Spillane, Houston.
Thank you, Adam. The World Series is scheduled to start Friday night. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.